வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of July, 1973, in London, England.
Heard something about our Krishna consciousness movement?
I know something in general, yes. That's true. Tell me more.
It is based on Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
I have read Bhagavad Gita, I think.
Yes, yes.
So, primarily it is based on Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
And then it is being explained from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
So, we get ideas from Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
How God consciousness can make the human society happy.
Yes.
The aim of human society should be a God realization. That is the distinction between an animal and a human being.
Yes.
So, Bhagavad Gita recommends that the whole society should be divided into four divisions. The Brahmana, or the most intellectual person.
Yeah.
The Kshatriyas, the administrators. The Vaishyas, the mercantile agriculturist.
Yes.
And the Shudras, ordinary man, laborer or worker. Because this material world is conducted by three modes of nature.
Yeah.
Goodness, passion and ignorance.
Yes.
So according to the quality of the person, he should be listed in different categories. And it is the duty of the state to see that all these categories, divisions, they are working nicely.
Yeah.
Then, by God's arrangement, by nature's arrangement, all the necessities of the living entities, they will be supplied.
Yeah.
They will be free from all anxieties, diseases. Yeah. This was practically demonstrated during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira.
Yes.
I wish to quote some passages from during the reign of
Start with number one. Shunaka uvacha ahatva svaritta spriddha atatayino yudhishthiro dharma pritangurishta sahanujaya pratyavaruddha bhojana katam pravitta kimakarashitata.
Maharaj Yudhishthira, after the battle of Kurukshetra, all the five brothers, they were almost fasting as what is called atonement for so many people killed, what they say. Then, under the instruction of elderly persons, Bhishma and Krishna, he accepted the ruling power, government, and during his time, you read that, Kamang Babarsa.
He says, kamam vavarsha parjanyah sarva kama dughamuhi sisichuh sma vrajangavah payaso daspatir muda. Translation. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk.
Yeah, this is the position of the kingdom, that the cows felt secure. At the present moment, the cows are very unhappy. I have seen they are almost crying because they can understand that after some time we'll be killed. They can understand that. So, during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, the cows were happy. And because they were happy, they were producing so much milk that when they were on the pasturing ground, the pasturing ground became moist with milk. Milk was dropping. So was milk supply. And kamam bavarsa parjanna. There was regular rainfall and ample production of food grains, other things also, just like jewelries, they are also produced by the rainfall and certain constellation of the star that we understand from the astrological books.
Yes.
So they produce these stones also. Pushanakhatra. So therefore it is said that kamang bhavarsa parjanna. And this parjanna or the rainfall is made possible by performing sacrifices. You read that portion.
It's from Bhagavad Gita. Annad bhavati bhutani parjanyad anna
sambhava. Annad bhavati bhutani means by eating sufficiently, the living entities, they grow, they become strong, both animal and human being. Then?
Parjanyad anna sambhava.
And the anna, these grains, they are produced from parjanna, from clouds. Now, next.
Yagyad bhavati parjanyo.
Yagyad bhavati parjanyo. And when we regularly perform yajna, then there is regular cloud in the sky. And when there is cloud in the sky, there is regular rainfall. And when there is regular rainfall, there is sufficient production of food grains, fruits, and other vegetables. So that both the animal and the human being, they eat sufficiently, they grow strength, they become happy, and again perform yajna. The animal supplies, the cow supplies milk. In this way, the whole society becomes happy. These are the prescription or direction given by the Vedic literature. So if people take advantage of this instruction, as you have mentioned in your article, the great seers. So if we follow their instruction, the whole history of the human being can be changed. There is no difficulty. But whether the people will accept or not, that is the business of the leaders of the society. So far, I think that British people, they organized very nicely the British Empire, but somehow or other it is now lost. But still, the British prestige can be elevated if actually, according to the Vedic instruction, you try to make your social construction, the political institution, and economic development, every direction is there. So, you are all great historians, and there are many politicians. If you take this instruction of the Vedas little seriously, you can make your state an ideal state, and people are still ready to follow you, then the whole history of the world will change.
Yes.
And if you people agree,
yes,
then I can help.
Yes.
I can help. There must be ample production of food grains and milk products.
Yes.
Then the whole economic problem solved.
Yes.
And the formula is there, how to get ample agricultural production and milk. Everything is there in Bhagavad Gita,
yes,
Srimad Bhagavatam, and the examples of Maharaj Yudhisthira, that is also there. But one, we must be serious to accept this formula,
yes,
for practical application.
You would apply the teachings of Gita to all human societies at all,
yes,
all,
yes,
all times.
Yes,
yes.
That is,
yes,
my,
yes,
ambition.
Yes.
That,
yes,
let the teachings of Bhagavad Gita be practically accepted by the human society.
Yes.
And surely they will be happy.
Yes.
Sure. Jada jada hi dhanmasya glani bhavati bharata. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So, now everything is confused. In your country or Western country, they are very organized. So you are not feeling now so much confusion, but it is coming.
Yeah.
But in India and countries like that, it is very confusion state.
Yes.
Yes. They have lost their own culture,
yes,
and they could not assimilate,
yes,
the Western,
yes,
type of civilization.
Yes.
So,
yes,
they are lost.
Now, in India, is everybody lost the Indian culture?
No, not everybody.
No.
Not everybody.
No.
But general mass of people, at least the so-called educated,
yes,
5 to 10% people, they are lost.
Yes.
Yes. And so-called educated, they practically guide. You will be surprised to know that in 1950, one of my students, he was a government statistic officer.
Yes.
So he went to some village.
Yes.
And he gave me report that the villagers inquired from him, Babuji, agar Angrej ko vote diya jaye, kya sakega?
Yes.
You understand Hindi?
No, I don't. No.
The inquiry was,
yes,
that if we again give votes to the Englishmen, will they come and rule?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
So they were,
yes,
feeling.
Yes.
They,
yes,
actually, in India, in our childhood, you know, every Indian felt very secure.
Yes.
They never expected that Britishers will go.
No.
Yes. They are so sympathetic. And now this is the pulse felt by that statistic officer. They are not very much satisfied with the present system of,
yes,
government. British administration was very much appreciated,
yes,
by the Indians. Yeah, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur appreciated. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has written in somewhere that the Britishers are very nice because they don't interfere with the religious affairs. So, as soon as they change their views and try to divide the Hindus and Muslims,
yes,
the British Empire lost.
Yes.
According to Queen's declaration, the Britishers pledged that they will not interfere with the religious,
yes,
affairs. Later on, for political purposes, when they interfered with this Hindu-Muslim question,
yes,
then the British Empire lost.
Yes. But the people who rule India now have a Western education mostly. The
Parbhati.
Yes.
Parbhati.
Yes.
Just like Nehru. Nehru,
yes,
was Western education. Yeah. Educated in London.
Yeah.
But he hated everything Indian.
Yes.
Yes. That was the formerly in our childhood we saw that any gentleman coming here in London and goes back to India, he no more mixes with the Indians or they are called England returned.
Yeah.
So they made their own society. Then Ram Mohan Rai, he formed that Brahmo society. And so many things changed.
Yes.
Again, they are now subsidizing. So actually, India's position is that they have lost their own culture and they could not assimilate the Western culture. But in the Western countries, if they accept this Vedic process of civilization, then they will again take it.
Arrival for Nelson.
Yes, there was a newspaper, photograph. You have seen that?
Yeah.
Guardian.
Arrival for Nelson.
Yes. Well, the Western countries are mostly concerned with economics, money, wealth.
No, that they can continue.
Yes.
But the spirit of Vedic culture should be accepted.
Yes.
It is not that because one has to accept the Vedic culture, he has to stop industry or material progress. Not like that. Bhagavad Gita does not teach that. Simply to change the consciousness.
Yes.
Therefore, we have named the society Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
One has to become Krishna conscious. Then everything will be addressed. Not the mode of life should be changed. Little change, just like we recommend that four things should be avoided. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. So, to give up these four kinds of activities which are considered to be sinful, that is not very difficult. That is not very difficult. This English and I mean to say European American boys, they are young man, they have given up. So in this society, if there is prevalence of sinful activities, then there will be reaction. So these four things are considered sinful activities.
Yes.
Illicit sex.
Yes.
Unnecessarily killing of animals.
Yes.
And intoxication.
Yes.
And gambling.
Yes.
Jatra papas chaturvidha.
Yes.
These are four kinds of sinful activity.
Yes.
So, Vedic civilization means they should be free from the sinful activity.
Yes.
Then other things will automatically come.
I think Mr. Toynbee, I saw on television, I saw you once on a television program in New York, and you concluded that that if men came out of this age who had developed a spirit of renunciation, true renunciation from material pursuit, that this would enable the world to rectify its precarious position.
You see any signs of change in the Western world or not?
Change can take place any moment, provided to take this moment little serious.
Yes.
Change for good.
Yes.
And your article showed that you are also for change for good.
Yes.
So our movement and your honor, we can cooperate for the good of the general people.
Yes.
How do you see this spirit of true renunciation, as you call it? How do you see it? How do you see that is able to come about at this time in history?
There are some signs in Western countries, people turning away from just animating professions, I think. Small signs, but distinct signs, perhaps. But it'll take a long time, and probably only through great suffering will people learn to change their attitude to life, I think. I think in Britain at present, people of all classes are going for more wealth, more material standard of living, and so on, thinking almost entirely of this, which doesn't make for happiness and cannot really be achieved by everybody.
And many young people, especially young people, many people nowadays, are finding this renunciation quite simple, easy. As Prabhupada was saying about the four rules and so many other activities. We may perform something on the surface, but the renunciation is there in our consciousness. Because we are giving everything to Krishna as a service.
Yes. What about America? What about Japan, which is an Asian country that has been very successful in the Western way now?
Well, we have two centers there also. Japan also, we have centers.
Yes. I get the impression the Japanese are not very happy.
Nobody can be happy with this materialistic life.
Our centers, Prabhupada has started centers all over the world, 110 centers. Thousands of people are giving up the material attachment.
In Bengal, there was one secretary of the government, Toynbee. You knew him?
No.
He's a madman.
Probably some connection, yes. Yes.
In some business, I saw him sometimes in 1900.
48, like that. Yes. Sad that Bengal has been divided.
Yes.
Very sad.
Bengal is now divided. East Bengal is now called Bangladesh.
Yes.
And West Bengal is there.
They still keep to the language. And they feel that it's Bengali, so they're Muslims.
They're keeping the Bengali language.
Yes.
India was divided, Pakistan and Hindustan.
There's a great consciousness of difference of language too in India. It's rather new in the past.
With two Bengal, they speak the same language.
Yes.
But West Pakistan, they speak Hindi.
Yes.
Or Urdu.
In the southern states, very conscious of the different languages.
Actually, English language, now you see, we have got the facility of speaking in English language.
Yes.
All over the world.
That is true, yes.
Whole America speaks English language.
Yes.
Australia.
Yes.
New Zealand. In India also practically, all educated men, they speak in English. So in Africa, in Europe also they understand English language. Not very much, but the Germans especially, they do not like. They do not like.
Only at the airport.
France, what is the position in France? They don't like them. In Canada, there is two languages, English and French.
Unfortunately, great feeling between the two.
This material world is based on jealousy.
Yes.
And spiritual world is based on friendship. That is the difference. So this materialistic person, United Nations, League of Nations, they are trying to unite. But at heart there is jealousy.
Yes.
They can never become united.
Yes.
This is only bogus farce. What do you think? They cannot be united because they, at heart they are jealous.
Yes.
They go to the United Nations Assembly, so one man is speaking with jealousy for the other, the other man is speaking with jealousy. How they can be united? It is not possible.
Yes.
Therefore they should adopt this Krishna conscious platform.
Yes.
Paramanirmasaranam satam vasto vostu bidam atra. So it is a very scientific movement. I would like that persons like you, you should take some little active part to push on this movement.
Srila Prabhupada, what do we mean by renunciation?
Renunciation, practically, there is no question of renunciation. According to our philosophy, just like father and the son, the son cannot renounce father's protection or the property.
Yes.
Somehow or other, he has to take advantage of it.
Yes.
And therefore, renunciation means that as every son has got a right on the property of the father, similarly, every living entity has got right to live at the cost of God. But they should not encroach upon others' rights. And that is renunciation. At the present moment, they are encroaching upon others' rights. And that is sinful. And he is punishable. Despite every living entity has got the right to live at the cost of God. But the human being is interfering with the rights of living of the animals. They have got the right. As human being has got the right to live, why not they? National means a living entity born in a particular country. So at the present moment, the national means only human being. The animals are not national. They are being sent to the slaughterhouse. So this kind of sinful activities are going on. Therefore renunciation means to give up these sinful activities. That is real renunciation. Otherwise you cannot renounce anything. You have to leave.
Yes.
And that is allowed at the cost of God. Everything belongs to God. You are son of God. So you leave. But don't encroach. Ma gidhava kasasi dhanam. That is the instruction of Isho Kondishan. Isha vasamidam sarvam. Everything belongs to God. Tena taktena bhunjita. So you have got the right to enjoy what is allotted for you. Don't encroach upon others' rights. This is renunciation. But they are encroaching upon others' rights, especially the human society. And that is the cause of our trouble. Because they have no God consciousness. They have no sense about God. And there is no sense about next life. What is your opinion about life after death?
My opinion is that an individual human being is, in life in this world is temporarily separated from the whole of spiritual reality, and after death we rejoin the reality that we are separated from.
That is Christian idea.
Yeah.
Yes. After death, but so far I know Christian, there is consideration of hell and heaven.
Yes.
Somebody is going to hell, somebody is going to heaven, is it not?
Yeah.
After death?
Yes. I think so. That was my understanding. That is the Christian idea.
So, if there is question of hell and heaven, then we are responsible in this life for our next life, whether we are going to hell or heaven.
Yes, I agree.
So that is nice. There is next life.
Yes.
And according to your what, you get hellish life or heavenly life.
And you believe that karma is continuous from one life to another.
Yes. And that is practical. If you become nice student, then in future you become a nice professor.
Yes.
But if you do not study nicely, how you can become a professor?
Yes.
So karma, you cannot deny.
Yes.
Similarly, this life, my karma, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, karma na daivanatrena. According to your karma, and by the supervision of superior authority, you get a birth.
Yes.
Karmanādaivanatrena jantad-deha upapattaya. The living entity gets a certain type of body according to the karma. And this is allotted by superior authority.
Yes.
The people do not know all this. They have no idea. They have no idea. Neither even these things are there in the Vedic literature. They are not very much interested. And practically, in the darkness, they do not know what is next. I talked with Professor Kotovsky in Moscow. He is in charge of Indology. And that gentleman told me, Swamiji, after death, there is nothing. So I was surprised. There is such a learned man, and he has no idea of the transmigration of the soul.
Yes.
These are the defects of modern civilization. Yes. Those who are leaders, teachers, they are not sufficiently in knowledge.
I think in Western countries now people are very much afraid of death. It's especially in America, people are very much afraid of, they won't even mention or think about death, which is great weakness. One should be able to think about
that. The thing is, that is natural.
Yeah.
That is natural. Suppose if after my death I am going to become something lower than my present position, certainly I must be afraid of. Suppose if somebody gives me that, this is a fact. Recently one astrologer has said that one of the biggest politician in India, he has now become a dog in Sweden. Maybe correct or not.
Yes.
But there is possibility.
Yes.
There is possibility.
Yes.
Because from the Shastra we understand karmana by work. One has prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. By prakriti, by nature, as we make. Just like if we eat little more, so by the laws of nature, immediately there is indigestion.
Yes.
So you cannot deny this adjustment.
Yes.
So why not? I am sufferer of my karma. So according to my karma, I get a body suffering or enjoyment. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva prata devan pitrin janti pitrin prata. Bhutani, Janti, Bhuteja. Who goes where? That is different. Udham gacchanti, sattvastva, madhye tishthanti, rajasthan. Everything is there. We can understand. We can understand where we are going. So, one who is going to higher level of life and the most perfection of life is go back to home, back to God. He is not afraid of death.
Yes.
Sadhu marova jivova, it is said. For a sadhu, saintly person, either he lives or dies, he has the same position, back to home, back to God.
Karma can be changed for better or for worse.
Yes, karma can be changed by bhakti, otherwise cannot be.
In each life.
By bhakti.
Yes.
Karmani nidahati kinkucha bhakti bhajam. That is stated in the Shastra. The karma can be counteracted only by bhakti bhajan, devotion and service.
Yes.
Otherwise it is not. Therefore our duty is only to endeavor for advancing in Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Not to bother with other things, economic development. See? Because they are under the karma laws. So whatever happiness and distress under karma, I'm destined to suffer and endure, that will come automatically.
Yes.
See, you haven't got to try for it. But if you do not try for development of Krishna consciousness, then we are wasting time. So for our other things are concerned, that will come and go according to karma.
Yes. But not many people in Western countries are thinking about this now.
That's not very good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That means it proves less intelligent. If they do not know the law of karma and the transmigration of the soul, change of body, that means no intellectual.
Now in India, more people living in the Western way, they're living in cities, working factories and offices. Does this make them have the Western state of mind, the Western point of view, or can they...
Everything can be changed if they take to Krishna consciousness. The consciousness has to be changed. Otherwise, let him work in the factory or in the office, in the city, it doesn't matter. One has to change his consciousness. Then he is perfect. Krishna consciousness. The consciousness has to be changed. Then everything will automatically come. What book you are writing now?
I'm writing a book about Greece, about the effect of ancient Greece on present-day Greece. The Greeks, like India or China, have a great past, and this is quite a difficulty for them. They're rather overshadowed by their own past. Don't quite know how to deal with it. Writing about that.
What is your view about connection of the old Greeks with India?
But Greeks and Indian?
Greek people and Indian?
For several centuries they had a very important part in history.
Yeah.
Very important. A number of them changed their religion and adopted Indian religion, didn't they?
No, they had.
Yes.
So far our Mahabharata is concerned, we understand that the Greek people came from India.
Yes.
Originally.
Was that famous Buddhist work, the question
Jajati,
son
of Jajati Maharaj.
Yes.
And that we get information from Mahabharata.
There was a Greek called Heliodorus, I think, who put up a monument showing he'd become a Hindu in religion.
No, 5,000 years ago, I do not know what is your study, all over the world, there was Vedic culture. All over the world. Now, gradually, new type of religious system or culture came in. Just like very recently, India is divided into Pakistan and Hindustan. So, say 20 years ago, or say 25 years, there was no such thing.
Yes.
All parts of India was Hindustan. But now, they are like Pakistan. And few days after, they will be some other sthan.
Yes.
And this is going on. Pakistan is also now divided.
Yes. I've also been in Indonesia, and on the surface there are Muslims, but underneath the Hindu.
I have been in Indonesia.
You also, yes.
Their culture is Hindu culture. By diligence they have accepted Muslims. They still, their names are Hindu.
Yes.
Names are Hindu. The Garuda, Garuda.
Yes.
The arrow is Garuda. Garuda is the carrier of Vishnu.
Yes. I've seen the shadow plays. and all the subjects and the heroes are from the Indian history, the Indian epics, not from Muslim. They all have two names. They have a Sanskrit name and an Arabic name.
Java, they are Hindus.
Yeah.
Java is still. In Indonesia also there are many Hindus.
Yes.
They have got their Vedic way of worship. They accept Vishnu.
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada, what is your view of the future, the history, the future of history?
Well, that is there described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The governmental power will go to the rascal and thieves, rogues, and their only business will be how to exploit the people. So one side, by not sufficient rain, there will be scarcity of foodstuff, and one side, the government will tax like anything. In this way, people will be so much harassed that they will give up their hearth and home and go to the forest.
Yes.
This will be done in Kali Yuga. And gradually, there will be no supply of grains, especially rice, wheat, sugar, milk, these things will be finished. So people will be obliged to take flesh. These are all stated in this
matter. In that case, is there any hope in a movement like ours to rectify the situation?
Yes. The take to Krishna. That is also stated. Kirtanadeva Krishna Samukta Sangha Param Vajaya. Kirtanadeva. By Krishna consciousness, one can become free from all these calamities and go back to home, back to God. Only Krishna conscious people will be free from all these calamities. Others will have to suffer.
So societies in general will not improve, but more people...
Improve, major portion is stated like that.
Mm.
But there is always light and darkness, always. So the light part will be also there.
Mm.
This is the only, take to Krishna consciousness. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalau dosu nidhi rajan asti jiko mahan guna. In the Kali Yuga, it is an ocean of faults. Dosu nidhi. Nidhi means ocean, and dosu means faults. But there is one opportunity. Kalau dosu nidhi rajan asti hi eka mahan guna. Very great profit. What is that? Kirtanareva Krishnasa. Simply by chanting Krishna's name and becoming Krishna, one shall be free from all these calamities and he'll go back to home. Simply by this. Kirtanareva Krishnasa. This very word is used. Mukta Sangha Parambhaji. This is the only center. If people take to Krishna consciousness, they will be saved from all the calamities of this age. Otherwise, there is no way. Now they are going to the forest, the hippies. Achinna daradhavina gacchanti girikananam. Girikananam means to the forest, to the hills, they will go. Achinna daradhavina.
Yes.
Dara means wife, and dravina means money. So they will be separated from wife and money and they will go to the forest and hills,
yes,
being disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening already. Achinna dardavina gacchanti girikan.
Does this correspond, Mr. Tarnby, with your view of the future history?
Yes, this is the future history.
Yes.
You can predict in your writings. Yes. Yes.
What are people in politics in India? Are they able to keep the Vedic ideal or...?
No, they have given up.
Yeah.
The politicians, these books are useless.
Yeah.
throw them in the water.
Yes.
They say like that publicly.
Yes.
They're not interested.
Yes.
But rather at this moment, as I've now begun with my disciples here,
yes,
in American boys, they are not very satisfied, the present politicians. They are not very satisfied. They don't want. Everywhere this more or less the same mentality, but it is our duty on behalf of Krishna to push on this movement. So you are doing, and we are getting response. It is not,
yes,
without response. It,
yes,
will increase. That is also stated that for 10,000 years, Krishna consciousness movement will increase.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
10,000.
Within 10,000 years, if,
yes,
they become Krishna conscious, then life is successful. After 10,000 years, the gloomy picture of Kali Yuga will come.
Yes.
Still there is time. 10,000 years is not, yes, small.
Maybe.
Yes. So we have passed 5,000 years. So still 10,000 years, after the 15,000 years. Kali Yuga's duration of life is 400,000, 427,000. Chalokha Murti Chal. So thank you very much for your.
It was very kind of you to come. And
eh?
I'm sorry I couldn't see you next week, which would be more convenient to you, but unfortunately next week I was very much occupied, and I'm very grateful to you for coming this afternoon. It was kind of you.
Thank you.